Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Well, obviously, not going away anytime soon for obvious reasons is Afghanistan. We continue to find out more about Afghanistan. For example, I heard yesterday that the Afghanis were using tanks to transport some of their people to the various lines, the country lines, to get them into the different countries versus just walking up the road, if you will. Did you hear that?
I did not.
Yep. And this was the Afghan army who, of course, had the tanks given to them by the United States, and they were actually using them for that reason. And I think they were taking them either to where the Northern Alliance was or up into Tajikistan. I believe that was the name I heard mentioned.
Well, there's an issue. I mean, the Panjshir province is under intense fire right now between they and the Taliban. Taliban yesterday had actually put out some propaganda that said that the Panjshir province had been overtaken by the Taliban. So I was a little worried about the truth on that one. Those later reports said that that's not true, but that's still a hurtful situation because there's a full-blown civil war going on right there.
Correct.
So this has all the shades of looking like Syria.
Yep.
And it'll be interesting to see if this thing really does escalate in a big way as the Taliban is announcing who's going to be in the Taliban government, otherwise known as the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, and who will come in and fully support them, otherwise known as China and Russia. So we've got a very interesting mix on our hands here. Yeah, this isn't going away anytime soon, not by a long stretch.
Now, we're talking about possibly establishing relations with them. I heard this yesterday anyway, and possibly giving them some sort of humanitarian aid. Are you kidding me?
I was doing a little bit of poking around last night. So hear me out on this one. June the 20th, the White House issues a statement that Ashraf Ghani is going to visit the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And the talks are going to be on enduring partnership, diplomatic, economic, and humanitarian assistance.
Mm-hmm.
5 days later, he shows up. And they're all laughing and yucking it up. 6 days later, we evacuate Bagram, which means there goes the air support.
Mm-hmm.
On July the 23rd, we now have this infamous phone call where Biden calls Ghani and says, you got to change the perception of what the Taliban is doing.
Right.
But Ghani turns around and says, hey, dude, in the phone call, the Taliban is, in fact, taking over, and they're getting an awful lot of help from Pakistan. So less than 3 weeks later, Ashraf Ghani bails out at lunchtime. Doesn't tell anybody, doesn't even tell his staff, okay? There's something in that timeline that tells me, because we don't know what else is in that phone call, but something tells me that the Biden White House was fine with Ashraf Ghani fleeing the country. In fact, I would say that the Biden White House and his national security team said, we suggest that if you want to save yourself, mm-hmm. and anybody else, go ahead and flee and take what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just of the notion that, you know, we have to look at this timeline of things. It's too tight for it to almost not be approved and coordinated by the Biden White House. And I would say that the Biden White House is being driven on this whole thing by Ron Klain, chief of staff, and by Colin Call, which is the number three person, really, over at the Pentagon.
Right. Yeah, I heard that name mentioned again yesterday. So,
he's the problem.
Yep. Okay, hold on. Here comes the music. We'll be right back. I'll be right back with Denise Simon and a lot more coming your way here on the Captain America Third Watch. You know, Afghanistan, there's so much intertwined here, it's not funny, and we haven't even gotten to some of the good stuff lately, or yet, but we will. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And remember, education of our youth has always been critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, I will tell you that I did have a friend of mine yesterday tell me that he had bought the books from TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and he was going to give them to his daughter so that she's homeschooling her kids, so she can homeschool the kids. And he started to read the books, and he says, this is fascinating. I'm learning things in here that I didn't realize that were even there, and I should have learned it a long time ago. So we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother Lauren Kelly, who's written these three great go-to books for grade school kids. Remember, TuggyThePatriotPup.com is where you go. Tuggy the Patriot Pup, great, great, great American history for your children and your grandchildren, too. Now, don't forget, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too. And if you're here locally in the Clearwater, Florida area, you can pick the books up at Coastal Market number 607. That's Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater, Largo Road. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. These people, in my opinion, are not being properly vetted. I certainly wouldn't do things this way. A lot of people are concerned that we're going to get somebody in here that's going to put together some sort of attack somewhere, somehow, and we're going to get slapped in the behinds that way. Now, we've so far identified, what, 100 people?
Yes.
And what's going on with them? Were they being sent back?
No. Their files get extra scrutiny, and they kind of go into a suspension status until they're given a permanent red light or a permanent green light.
Well, okay, we've got Backgammon Bob on the phone. I'm going to let him ask his question here. Backgammon Bob, what's your question for Denise?
Well, Denise, Captain, now that we've managed to screw up most of our foreign policy type situations, we don't have competent leadership.
Didn't know we had any.
Why don't we just go into more of a semi-isolationist mode and get out of these foreign entanglements and concentrate on fix our own country here. All right. That's it, Captain.
Okay, so we become isolationists and we forget about the rest of the world? Is that the great way to do this?
No, I mean, the United States really is the only country that provides any kind of equilibrium in the world. We just do it badly because we have these woke people that are infected into policy. So, you know, if we get out of the foreign entanglements and we all come home, we're going to have to deal with the Green New Deal. So we're going to spend money on entitlements and we're going to, you know, be teaching critical race theory and all the other kind of nonsense. But in the meantime, do we just let country after country after country collapse? I mean, we're watching Central America collapse because their labor is virtually left and they're all at our southern border. The same thing in the Middle East. I mean, we're watching these countries collapse, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Tunisia. Mm-hmm. And where do these people go that want to have some kind of economic opportunity and do want to work? Well, mm-hmm. I'm talking about the legitimate ones.
Right.
Well, they flee their countries for someplace else. Where they go? Well, they end up in Turkey and Turkey can't handle anymore after the Syrian thing. And so where do they go? They go to Eastern Europe and Western Europe. And from there, they come here. So we got a mess.
Well, don't get any argument with me on that one. For sure, that's true. And there just doesn't seem to be any way of handling this rationally. I could be wrong, but I don't see.
We should have actually had a surge, okay? Mm-hmm. We should have had a surge several years ago in Afghanistan. They cleaned fixed the place, cleaned it out with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and Islamic State and Haqqani and all the other, you know, tribal militant Islamists there, okay? Mm-hmm. And then we wouldn't be where we are today, but we didn't. So we are where we are, and now we have a country, a sizable country, I might add, that has now become virtually a country that is a terror state, the entire place.
Yeah, and the Taliban made a statement yesterday, that spokesman for the Taliban. He said the Haqqani network is the Taliban.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. Because I think some people have been saying, no, the Haqqanis, that's separate. They're not.
Look, we have this cat, Colin Call, okay?
Yeah.
If you just listen to what's going on here, he was actually the national security advisor for Biden when
right.
he was vice president.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
This cat is his the only thing on his resume is that he is a student of Middle East security. And he taught at Georgetown. That's his claim to fame. Well, he's the number three guy over at the Pentagon now. And there's not one Republican that voted for him during his confirmation hearing. Not one. So the vote to get him into that position had to be broken by who? Ding, 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 Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, understand something. This is the cat that did the exit strategy, if you can call it one.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2017, he actually opposed the bill to sanction the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Mm-hmm.
He also protested when Trump assassinated Qasem Soleimani.
Mm-hmm.
So do we need to – this guy doesn't even deserve a security clearance. But here's the other thing. And I'll ask your listeners if they want to do some, help me do some work on this, because I've been poking around. We have something called the Tappy Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an old pipeline that was, I mean, it was a mission to get oil and natural gas into the region, India, Afghanistan, Pakistan. Now, it is actually funded by the Asian Development Group, which is a U.S. Agency, well, financial agency, if you will.
Okay.
There's something going on there, okay? There's something that's bothering me on this one in a very big way, because it comes out of Turkmenistan, this oil and natural gas. So something in my gut tells me that Hunter Biden had his fingerprints on this one.
Isn't that nice?
I can't prove it. I'm trying to find it. But, you know, there's shadow this and there's shadow that and there's front companies here and all this other kind of nonsense. So TAPI, Tappy Pipeline, I need some listeners' help on this one.
Well, okay, hopefully they'll be able to help you out on that. Now, the other thing is... Chucky Boy Schumer made a comment yesterday. He says, woe to us if Congress doesn't spend trillions to combat climate change. Woe to us.
And we have to have this money because we have to fix this now. Okay. What are they going to do with $3.2 million that's going to stop a tornado? Because I don't know how you stop a tornado.
Not with
what
money.
Are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to stop a hurricane?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe New York should have had some kind of an evacuation plan like we do in Florida. We've got all these, these evacuation routes and blah, 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 blah. So these people wouldn't have died.
Well, it's funny. Funny you mention that, because de Blasio says they're putting together a new evacuation plan because of the flooding. Aha!
Yeah, right.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great, 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 great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out what she's got on the website. I'm sure you're going to like it, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden went through areas of Louisiana that were damaged by Hurricane Ida. The president told people his administration is helping to restore power, deliver water, and get gas to gas stations. He was angry that insurance companies refused to compensate people in voluntary evacuation zones.
No one fled this killer storm because they were looking for a vacation or a road trip. So they left their home because they felt they had to flee the risk of death. There's nothing voluntary about that.
The remnants of Ida was deadly in the Northeast. It claimed the lives of nearly 50 people. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Announcing $10 million in grants that we're making available to the New Jersey Economic Development Authority for small businesses affected by Tropical Storm Ida. If you've been crushed and you can prove it, you're eligible.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I do believe I will take it away. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, Moss Nissan, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, our listeners up and down the East Coast, our listeners into the Midwest, and one gentleman who listens to us in Phoenix, Arizona, drove all the way over here with his daughter's car to trade it in on a car that she really wanted to have, and then drove it down to the University of Tampa, where she goes to school. Now, that's amazing. Now, Moss Nissan cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle that come with a purchase. Now, Moss Nissan's the mission is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet. It's been totally redesigned. As a matter of fact, the inside of the Rogue, in my opinion, is almost like sitting in a Murano. It's about the same, and I couldn't really tell the difference. It's about the same as the Murano on the inside console, especially sitting in the driver's seat. Now, you can't beat the selection. At Moss, they have over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Don't forget, clean trade-ins are right now commanding a great resale value, so take advantage, upgrade your ride now, because you're going to get more money for your car than what you thought. And don't forget that Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And there's an all-new, new Moss Nissan coming soon. And I can't wait to tell you about that because I'm going to be there for the grand opening. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, Labor Day, Monday, I will be making a personal appearance at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey at 1954. So stop on by, check out the all-new 2022 Pathfinder. Yep, there's a new one of them. And the all-new 2022 Frontier. You will not recognize the Frontier pickup when you see it. They really redid that one and really made it great. Don't mind telling you. They've been completely re-engineered, both those vehicles, inside and out. Now, Moss Nissan, again, takes care of the first responders, veterans, active duty, military, church, pastors. So stop by and see me, and I'll have a little coupon to help you out. Save some real money on your new or your used Nissan at Moss Nissan, US 19 and 50 State Route 54, right there in Newport Richey. Okay, we're going to do a little something different here. And, Jeff, I want your opinion on this. You're the music guy. I've got something that was sent to me, and normally I don't do this because it just is a waste of my time. But I'm going to play something that this gentleman, when he sent it to me, thought that it was the next greatest hit. It's a parody about Joe Biden. And it is what it is, so let me stop this and let me start it up again. This is called Mr. Biden. Let's listen to this for a little bit.
Mr. Biden, what went on in your head?
Think of was Little Shop of Horrors when I heard that song to begin with, because that sounds like something out of a B movie. Now, I could be wrong, but I want to hear from somebody in the audience. I want to hear what you have to say, because that kind of is, to use the word strange, is the understatement of the year. So, Jeff, I'll leave it up to you since I know you're in the chat room. What did you think of that little item? And I see you're already chiming in, so let me see what you have to say. Let me see here. Jeff. Jeff is saying, potential, it has a good hook. Okay, so it's got potential in your mind, and you are a professional radio guy, so there you go. It needs a little work done to it or something, because all that noise in there, it, you know, and by the way, the person that's singing is not singing on key. So that's something else that I picked up with my ear when I first heard it. Okay. All right. So it is what it is. Now, the number of ambush-style attacks on law enforcement officers has leapt this year. Data shows 83 officers were shot in 67 separate ambush-style attacks between January 1 and August 31st. That's up 148% from the same time last year, according to Joe Grimaldi, the vice president of the union, police union, and a Houston police sergeant. He said it's just a massive increase. There's no reason why we should be having this. Officers can be ambushed when people make a fake 911 call in an attempt to lure them to an area and attack them. One such attack did unfold in Arvada, Colorado, back in June, leaving the police officer Gordon Beasley dead, and another took place in Nashville in June. Now, the other primary type of ambush involves situations where officers aren't able to defend themselves, like traffic stops, where they walk up to a vehicle and there may be someone else hiding in the vehicle that suddenly pops up and shoots them. And this stuff has got to stop, because officers are being attacked at a record pace this year. The 220 police officers shot so far in 2021 is on track to set a record number. And 40 officers have been killed by gunfire during that same time period. We've got your back here in this show when it comes to the police and fire and EMS and the military. We've got your back. And we want to know if there's anything that we can put out there at any time that would help the police, because we will do it for sure. So don't be afraid to let us know, because we're looking to help you. By the way, Jeff chimed in again, had something else to say. He said, too much reverb, off-key can work. Okay. If you say so. I wasn't impressed. I thought it needed to have a little bit more work, but that's just me. Now, moving along, the Biden team and the Biden economy is going in the tank just like Joe Biden. Only 235,000 jobs were created in August. Now, that missed a projection by 500,000 jobs, one of the worst job reports in U.S. history. And I only know that because that's what Breitbart is reporting. Now, black and white unemployment gap, that widened, shouldn't have. And the president right now is struggling to defend his historic failures. And guess what? He actually promoted more taxes as a solution. You've got to be kidding me. All right, we'll be back with the final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America. Don't go anywhere, and I'll tell you where I'm going to be today when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and don't forget you can catch Mark Walters' Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, Sunday nights live 8 p.m. on many of these same stations that you're listening to right now. And, of course, he's also on during the week with Armed America Radio's Daily Defense, weekday afternoons live at 4 p.m. Otherwise, there's different staggering times. I know the show's played elsewhere. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Yep, Two Guys Gun Shows. I'm going to be over today at the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo, Florida. I will be there from 9 to 3. Stop on by. Going to have some surprise guests pop up to where you can say howdy howdy to them too. And don't forget, Two Guys Gun Shows, 100-plus tables of guns, knives, other great treasures, new, used, and antique. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade. They'll have ammo, accessories, and parts. Always free parking. And don't forget, family-friendly, and it's a fun event, too. You can bring the kids and learn a lot there. If you need a concealed carry permit, you can get one of those there, too. They have a class. All you got to do is check in when you get there. Tell them you want to take the class. Now, they are there today from 9 to 5. I'm there from 9 to 3. And then tomorrow they'll be there from 9 to 3. Again, the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue North, Largo, Florida. That's the Two Guys Gun Show. Check them out. You're going to like it, like it, like it. And let's see who we got here. I want to check this comment right off the bat. Who chimed in here? All right, Jeff. All right, Jeff says I'll see you there. Okay, Jeff, that's good. We'll be there, and you'll see some people that you'll probably recognize there, Mr. Jeff. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about. President Joseph P.J. Biden, is struggling to defend his historic failure. His presidency so far has been a huge failure. No one can dispute that. No one. And if you do, I'll just point out Afghanistan. And don't tell me he inherited it, because he made changes, so there's no inheriting. He owns Afghanistan. Now, his solution to all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is to promote more taxes as the solution. Meanwhile, where does Lion Biden go today? Well, he's off to Delaware, as Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan. He's going to go off on another vacation. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's a real leader, isn't it? That's a real leader. You think Ronald Reagan would have gone off on vacation? How about Donald Trump? Hell, how about Richard Nixon? You think they would have gone off on vacation with Americans still behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. And here's something else that really, you talk about getting caught. The guy can't tell the truth. Lion Joe Biden said he actually visited the Tree of Life Synagogue after the 2018 massacre. Remember that? The synagogue says, nope. He never showed up. He called them on the telephone, but he never showed up. Why would you have to lie about something like that? My goodness. By the way, the president also had a dark moment yesterday. He said, my mind is going blank, when he tried to recall the details of his daughter's wedding. Couldn't remember. And the purported Catholic, Joe Biden, said that he does not agree that life begins at conception. Wow. What a guy. What a guy. By the way, down here in Florida, for you people that are listening, the Florida Senate president said there's no question Florida will consider the Texas-style abortion law. And CNN and some of their guests have this great solution. This great solution for the abortion situation. They want to create a federal force to provide free abortions in Texas. That's what they want. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? What on earth are they thinking? Or are they? I guess they're not. Oh, and here's one for you. Bette Midler. Okay, you know who she is, right? Bette Midler says she's on a sex strike. She said all the women across the country should refuse to have sex with men over the Texas abortion law. Okay, good luck with that. And then there's Slick Willie Bill Clinton. Wow. This can't keep a good man down, huh? Well, Slick Willie was caught boarding a yacht with the Epstein-connected billionaires. No idea where they were going, but he was spotted. Pictures were taken of him climbing on a big old yacht, and I mean a big old yacht, with some of Epstein's billionaire pals. So where are they going? I don't know. But this much I do know, they don't have the island anymore, so they're not going to the island. So maybe they're just going to go out and float around for a while. Oh, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. Now, the DHS has got an e-verify program that is being used to authorize thousands of illegal immigrants to work in the U.S. Now, the government's pricey system to verify that employees are authorized to work legally in the U.S. is somewhat of a joke that's approved thousands of illegal immigrants and hundreds of thousands of foreigners without using its own photo matching process to confirm the identities. Wow, can't make this stuff up. Additionally, the system, which is operated by the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services, deemed around 4,000 foreign-born applicants as employment authorized based on employer-sponsored visas without verifying that the candidates were actually hired by the employers that sponsored them. Wow. Wow. What's next? What in the hell is next for this country? Goodness sake. Goodness sake. And oh, by the way, don't forget Matt Gaetz. He was proven right about the surprise indictment that was up there against him. It's dropped. Now, with the political zone currently flooded with Afghanistan and COVID news, the saga of Representative Matt Gaetz took a back seat since the spring. At the end of March, a leak that I suspect came from the partisan hacks at the FBI or DOJ exposed the existence of an investigation into the congressman. And since then, allegations have flown about sex trafficking and other nefarious activity, though nothing has ever been proven. Meanwhile, Gaetz has been barnstorming the country, doing his so-called America First rallies with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Whether that effort has any direct connection with him, President Donald Trump, is a bit of a mystery. Now, still, what was interesting at the time of the investigation broke was that Gaetz claimed the conspiracy against him. Many in the media dismissed that notion. Well, guess what? Stephen Alford is a man that just got indicted for trying to shake down Matt Gaetz' dad for $25 million if he got lenient federal treatment in the sex crimes investigation. $25 million. And he got caught at his own game. And he's now been indicted. And Alford is a developer who also was indicted on charges of wild wire fraud and destruction of property subject to a seizure warrant. Way to go. Way to go. All right. That's it for the weekend show. I'll see you over there at the Largo Event Center for the gun show today. And Monday, hope to see many of you up there in Newport Richey at Moss Nissan. I'll be there from noon to 3 Monday. Have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.